real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And I want to send out the big reason why we weren't on the air last week, Saturday. You know, I'm very sorry about it. And things happen, and we can't be on the air as much as possible. I always try to be on the air because I know a lot of seniors, they listen to the show. So, I'm sorry, but anyway, talking about seniors and children is the first topic. I know it's not automotive, folks, but I got a call from Farrington High School about they're looking for donations for the athletic uniforms. So I talked to that person and I said, you know whose responsibility this all should be? This is all your politicians. You elected these people to lead the community, to lead the state, to take care of the seniors, to take care of the children and the people. Why should the principal, the teachers, parents go out and try to get donations when that's what the state is supposed to be doing as far as supplying everything for the schools? Yeah, it's poor management, you're right. Those politicians are shoving money here, there, and over every place else. Okay? And, you know, a lot of you know what I'm talking about. And this all got to stop, folks. The seniors, for one, I don't know if you saw it on the news, are having a hard time. Cost of living is going up. Social Security is not going up. How? Explain to me how. How these people are supposed to live. Give me the magic word. What is the magic word to make these seniors live? It's not going to stop. Because next year, they're raising the car registration $83 more. You go to Big Island, you can register one car with $83. They're raising it. Now, unless you, the people of Hawaii, say something, it's not going to stop. I give this example all the time. You have a big plate of gold. And you see people come by and pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, and you don't see nothing, they're going to keep taking it. When are you, the people of Hawaii, going to get up and say, I've had enough, stop. Let's manage this thing better. No, that won't happen. But if, and it's the biggest American word, if it does happen, boy, it's going to open up a whole bag of worms. A whole big bag of worms. But people with their hands in the cookie jar. If you know what I mean. You know, I just saw Garden Isle newspaper said they're going to raise gas taxes on Kauai. I know the people of Hawaii cannot hear this program, but those listening on the computer can. They're going to raise the gas tax in Kauai. Kauai has the highest gas price in the state. And they're going to raise the gas tax? Hello? Stay quiet, people, and let them do it. Don't cry later, like the racers did. And I told them that Hawaii Racer Park is going to close way back in 94. The attitude of the racers was, how you know? Well, do we have Hawaii Racer Park today? No, it's gone. It's the same thing with Maui Sugar. 6 years ago, I told them, guys, gotta change. You cannot keep doing sugar. Sugar is a lose deal. You lose money. Change over. Make energy. Ethanol. What did all the people there say? How you know? It's closing. Why can't people just listen and trust what I'm saying? Like the safety check. We gotta get rid of safety check, folks. You cannot leave any loopholes open where the politician can use it to tax you more so they can use the money for something else. The safety check program is a loser. They don't check your car. I had a car come in from Kauai. I don't want to tell you what kind of car, who the person is, because, you know, people are friends, yeah? They give the guy the safety check even if the car is falling apart. Even the car had no brakes, they give him safety check. Well, this car that came in from Kauai, all four tires, folks, I swear, had a crack all the way around the sidewall, quarter inch wide. The tires were ready to explode. All four of them. And he just got safety check. What's the sense in having safety check if you're passing cars that's not safe? Okay, that's one. On the other one, the businesses, the shops that are slow, they're telling the customer, you need brakes, you need steering, you need this, you need that. And it's up in the thousands. Customer has bad feelings about that, so he goes away. And the safety check station tells him, excuse me, if we don't do it, you can't go someplace else and get a safety check because we already took a picture of your car. That's not true. You can. Anyway, they bring it in, and my son Todd checks it out. And this is how I know. It's a fact, and that's what I'm telling you. Todd checks it out. There's nothing wrong with the brakes. There's nothing wrong with the steering. It was a hustle. Okay? How many women out there know if the brakes is bad? Even the guys, how do you know? You know, I don't see any raise of hands. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? Now, I've been hearing that next year they're going to raise the cost of safety check. So if you don't care, you don't mind, tax goes up, everything goes up, then fine, just leave it go. Leave it. Okay. Just like everybody else, don't listen. And let it happen. And once it happens, don't cry and say what they're going to do. It's too late. Okay? So anyway, when you buy a used car from a dealer, used car dealer, they have the sticker on the window that says, as is. Okay? Anything safety related, folks, you gotta listen to this now. Anything safety related, the dealer is bound by law to fix it. Okay? They're bound by law to fix it. Free. anything safety related, like brakes, tires, steering, stuff like that. Okay? So, anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Okay. The rail is costing more than estimated. And, you know, when it gets like this, you gotta stop it. Are you gonna let the thing happen like H3? H3 was the most expensive freeway. Okay? You let them get away with that one. Are you going to let them get away with the rail being super expensive, way out of budget? If you let them keep doing it, they only have no choice but to raise taxes, to raise everything, to add on stuff. So, I don't know. It's up to you. And there was nothing in the news about one of the pillars for the rail falling in a banana patch in Pearl City. How come? Because they don't want you to get upset and have them stop and inspect all the pillars. Well, one part of that rail is going over an elementary school. I hate to see the thing fall on the kids. Okay? Anyway. This announcement I like to make about a very, very fantastic doctor. His name was Dr. Masato Hasegawa. He was with Queens Hospital, and when he was back then, Queens was a really fantastic hospital. Now that he has passed on, the quality of Queens Hospital has gone to the banana patch. Really bad. This man, Dr. Masato Hasegawa, was one of the key people involved with opening Hawaii Raceway Park. He had the love and the care for the people. It wasn't the money. It was the love for the people. Doctors like that are hard to come by today. He put in heart equipment that was so, up to date, out of this world, into Queens. Because he wanted the people to have fantastic care. Well, I've been to Queens, and boy, I don't recommend them at all. If you want to die, go there. Perfect place. Okay? You need to check your oil at least once a month. You know, I say this to people, Christy, about doing things like checking the oil. And people don't check the oil until the engine's knocking. Then they wonder, why is it making noise? And when they come in and Todd checks it, there's no oil. So when I ask them, how come you didn't check your oil? Oh, I forgot. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Again, I apologize for not being here last week, Saturday. We try our best to be on the air, okay? So, but anyway, I can only say what is, you know, I would recommend doing. And if the people of Hawaii, don't protect your islands, I can't do it. Okay? I can't do it. One man cannot change things. You know, it's like NFL football team. Okay? One man cannot play against the whole other opposing team. Where one man needs a team. Anyway, break time.
Listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. How's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. Happy to see you back. Hope you're feeling, you know, good, chipper, ready to roll.
Still and, alive.
You know, I was listening to what you're saying, and it goes back to a fundamental truth about government. No concept of business and no concept of how to raise money. So you have a government that has to spend, but their only solution is always to tax the people they're spending the money for. If, and that doesn't make sense, but that's what, you know, like you're saying, they keep raising this, raise that, because they need more money. But the answer is never be more efficient or, you know, let's cut back or, you know, let's find a better way to do it and raise taxes, get more money, spend more money, you know, and it's just a loop. And you find that the stuff they're spending the money on doesn't get done. You know, like they say, they tell you, oh, this is for the schools. And then what do they tell you? Oh, we don't have enough money for the schools. We got to raise taxes. Well, what did you do with the money you got? Show me, you know what I mean? Show me something and then say, well, you know, just like if you give your kids money, right, and they're going to build something, and then, you know, you go, okay, show me what you built so far. You don't let them come back and go, oh, I need another million. Well, what happened to what you built? Well, we planned it, and the planning ran over cost. And that's when you go, well, wait, if the planning ran over cost, oh, what's going to happen when you start building it? Oh, don't worry about that. We'll put in a little tax here, a temporary tax, and we'll, you know, pull it out. And it's just this big circle. So I'll throw this out here for people to digest, because I've been following, yes? No, I've been following the self-driving cars. And George, what do you think is the biggest fear the government has on self-driving cars?
What's that?
Speeding tickets.
What?
The cars don't speed. Do you know that most places use speeding tickets as their number one source of revenue for the city?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Right? Yep. Well, see, nobody's thinking about this. So I'm going, why do all these places put all these restrictions on self-driving cars? And I read an article, the guy goes, it's because the cars don't speed. If you put a sign up that says 25, the car does 25. So now all these places are going, well, wait a minute, how are we going to raise money? Right? The car is not speeding.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a fascinating thing if you want to take the time to research it. You know, the insurance companies, cars aren't going to run into, there's a whole economic shift coming. Cars aren't going to run into each other like they used to. It's going to affect body shops. I mean, it's another turning point. So on that note, I know I threw a lot out, and it's a beautiful day, and I'm going to go out and rub on my car while I listen to Automotive 101. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Who do we have?
Oh, nobody.
No? Okay. Anyway, again, I apologize for not being on the air last week, Saturday. But, you know, there's so much going on, folks. So much, I don't want to say it as corruption, but what else can you call it? Anyway. You know, the paving of the streets, you watch them pave it, they put down 2 inches of asphalt. Now, those of you that can remember way back, whenever they did repaving, the repaving was 4 inches thick. That's why it lasts, and it never got potholes. Okay? Now, Think of this. The airport runways. You ever see potholes out there? No. The airport runways. The asphalt is laid down all at once and is 18 to 20 inches thick. That's why they don't have potholes. Imagine if they had potholes on the runway. Oh, excuse me, we got to shut down this runway and we got to patch those potholes. I don't think so. The planes would crash hitting the potholes. But anyway, you know, I'm just not trying to rock the boat or anything. I'm just trying to save money for the state. And it doesn't seem like they're concerned about saving money. To them, spending money is like, oh, that's okay. We'll just raise tax. Mm-hmm. And the people that get hit the most, again, is the seniors and the kids. The seniors don't work. Social Security don't say, oh, we're going to give you another $1,000 because your taxes went up. No. Anyway, I recommend using good motor oil, folks, because the motor oil, all of them out there, does not have metal protector. The two brands that has metal protector is the Royal Purple HPS. Not the regular Royal Purple. The regular Royal Purple has nothing. There's a special Royal Purple HPS that has metal protector, and the other one is the AMSOIL. If you want to see which one has metal protector, turn the bottle around and look for that round SAE seal. Okay? If it has no SAE seal, it has metal protector. Anything with the SAE seal, that round seal in the back of the bottle, they're prohibited from putting metal protector in the oil. Okay? Go take a look. The old oils, way before Obama, that round seal in the back of the bottle, go look at the last two letters. It'll have SL. Sugar Larry is the last two letters. That has metal protector. Now, did anybody question why the new motor oils, the last two letters is SN? Why did they change the last two letters to SN? Sugar Nancy. Why? There's a reason. Because there's no metal protector. Okay? I don't want to talk stink about the guy, but the guy claims engines don't need metal protector. You know, and that guy, I know a lot of you love him. Obama. Now, if he thought about the people again, he would have never said to take out the metal protector. But we need to cut the budget, folks. A lot of people don't like the guy Trump. Well, I always say, if you want to change in government, get somebody in that's never been a politician. Like the Big Island. Bernard O'Connor. He was the best mayor they ever had. He knew nothing about politics. He knew nothing about how to run the Big Island. And all he did was get advice from the workers. Not the supervisors, the workers. And he made it better. He saved Big Island a lot of money. So that can be done here too. It's all up to you. You the people. Okay? Well, we got to get rid of safety check. It's ridiculous. If you go look at the rules and regulations for safety check, okay, it's supposed to be put up on the lift. A car is supposed to go on a lift and one tire pulled to check the brakes. Okay, either the left front or the right front. They never do that. And they're supposed to drive it at a low speed to check the suspension and steering. They never do that. And I know a lot of you see it. You go in for safety check. Okay, turn on your lights. Signal. Highlight. Horn. Wiper. Okay, put it in reverse. Okay. Okay, you pass safety check. Huh? Excuse me? What about the tires? Oh, that's bye bye. That's all right. I don't know. The people get into accidents. In fact, the other day, we got a call. My son Todd got a call from a customer saying that he has to tow his car in because all of a sudden the car is not moving. Puts it in gear and doesn't go. Okay. He tows it in. This was a Honda. The right front axle shaft, the CV shaft, the rubber boot on the end was broken off. The guy was so lucky. The car was just going to pull out. He was just going to pull out from an intersection and the thing snapped off. Now, if he was going down the freeway and that shaft broke off, it would have flipped the vehicle over. Well, need I tell you that he just got a safety check? He's so lucky. Okay? really lucky. There's one lady that used to work for one of the previous, the other radio stations that I was at, came in for a safety check. Back then, we used to do safety check. And we saw that the CV booth, the front actual shaft boot, was torn and all the grease came out. It was really loose. It was ready to break off. And Todd told her, no, we can't give you a safety check. You cannot drive the car. She said, oh, no, 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 I need the car. That's the only way I can get around. Okay? Less than a week later, she calls up. She's been in an accident on Kapahulu. That CV shaft that Todd said was no good broke off. She lost control of the vehicle, and good thing she was only going 25 miles an hour, but she was headed for the freeway. She was by Kapahulu and what is that, King Street? And Okapilani.
Okapilani.
Up by KC Driving. She was going up there, and it broke off, and she hit the telephone pole. Yes, she didn't get hurt, but imagine if she had made it to the freeway. Oh, big disaster. So because the safety check is not being taken out, and you, the people, don't care and don't bother to write to your representative to cancel safety check and make it the responsibility of the car owner to have the car checked when they go in for servicing as part of service. Okay? That's how Oregon does it. And I told Carol Fukunaga that. Go check Oregon. They don't have the safety. They don't have safety check. 40 states don't have safety check. And go check Oregon how they do it. They have a wonderful way. It's the responsibility of the car owner. They have to have it checked. And if the policeman finds something wrong with the car, you get a $400 tag. Now, if you want to bill money, this is one way. How much is a safety check stick tag? $60. Whoopee-doo. Better that the policeman see, oh, the guy has that ball tire, $400 ticket. See? Then everybody's going to check the cars themselves. Anyway, is it break time?
Yep. Okay, we're going to take a short break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmuili E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, so some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, the next time that you come across that we're not on the air, okay, go to my website. Bob has it posted on the website. Okay, if we had moved, we had fell off the edge of the island, whatever. Okay, go to the website www.georgenita.com. Okay, and you know, a lot of you did not listen and instead called me to find out what happened. My goodness. Just follow the instructions. A lot of things can happen. So to find out, go to the website. Okay? Anyway. The potholes in the roads is just driving me crazy. There's so many potholes and nobody's doing anything about it. That's terrible. So, anyway, who do we have?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Glad to see you back on the air. Oh, you know, I was listening to you talking about the safety check, and you got me laughing. You're so funny. It was a big laughter. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We need to get rid of the safety check, and the responsibility lies on the people, the customers themselves, and not have the government tell you what to do and control everything.
That's right.
And I like to say, look at Mayor Caldwell. He's scrambling and trying to do all kinds of things at the last minute because he's up for election. What has it? He, you know, basically he hasn't done anything for 4 years, and all of a sudden now he's trying to do all these things. He's trying to spend millions of dollars just to try to get elected again.
Mm-hmm.
Moving along, you're talking about Queens Hospital. All I can say is the ratings for how they rate hospitals here in Hawaii. Queens is number one, Stop 2, Kaiser 3, and Castle 4, and down the line. So I'm thinking, if Queens is that bad, then no matter where we go, we're going to die. And I can tell you right offhand that Straub, number two, controls, well, maybe not control, but they oversee Wilcox and Kauai, Palomomi, and Kapi'olani Women's and Children's Hospital. And I've been a client, patient of Straub for over 35 years. They were good. They were number one at one time, I think. But I can tell you this. I'm thinking about switching to Queens, which is rated number one. My experience with Straub is so terrible, so horrifying, unacceptable. And the,
if you're going to switch, switch to any mainland hospital.
Yeah,
not
but
local.
I cannot fly to the mainland.
Well, your chances of living here with these hospitals is slim to none.
Well, and I can say
the workers there don't have the heart for the people. The workers there are working just to work.
No,
they don't care about the people.
But you know, my mother, I can say this, St. Francis West, my mother died there because of incompetence. They didn't know what they were doing. I was there watching them. They were making all kinds of mistakes, performing very poorly. And I told them from past experiences where my mother was in the hospital before and recovered. I told them, same situation, same problem. I told them, hey, you got to do this, or you're not supposed to. They don't listen, and my mother died. And St. Francis had so much malpractice lawsuits, they went bankrupt. That's why they're not in existence anymore. So, yeah, the hospitals, the medical system is super bad. And if you ever saw the news last night about HMSA, they're a big problem. I don't know, but like I said, Queens rated number one. So if Queens is bad, everybody's worse.
That's right.
I don't know. Anyway, one more last thing. You were talking about that doctor from Queens had something to do with the raceway. What did he exactly do?
Dr. Masato Hasegawa, along with two other doctors and Jimmy Pfluger, opened Hawaii Raceway Park in 1964.
Oh, he was an investor.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Good man, good man. We need more people like him.
But nothing was said.
I never heard of him, never knew this.
That's what I just said. Nothing was ever said.
Nobody
about
gave him credit.
That's right.
Wow.
And that's the mentality of the racers in Hawaii.
Yeah.
The people. Because way back in 94, when I ran for governor and told them that we got to save the Hawaii Raceway Park, it's going to close. The same old attitude. How you know?
Yep.
How you know?
That's how the people are.
How you know?
Well, all I want to say, ending our conversation, is hope everybody got to watch the two first drag races, the NHRA drag race on Fox Sports 1. It's so fantastic. They're doing a fantastic job, and NHRA drag racing is alive, moving ahead better than ever before. And drag racing is the most spectacular spectacle sport on the planet, bar none. So you drag racing fans out there, I advise you, or like, at least recommend, to watch Fox Sports 1 and catch the races. Okay, George, aloha, take care, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I think it's break time again, right around the corner here.
Okay, we're going to go take a short commercial break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and...
Okay, we have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George, how's it going?
Okay.
I'm coming next week, I gotta get ethanol, but I just happen to be a Safeway in Kailua, and my friend pulls up in a handy van, the handy parking stall. I mean, a lot of guys using that now, you know. All these guys, they can't walk good, you know, but...
No.
Look at my new vehicle. You got a Dodge 1500. I mean, it's 5.6 liter engine. And it's kind of part truck, part sedan. And I was mentioning registration. He says, "Oh, he pays $450." And I told him, "Well, you better get ready. It's going up again." And you know what he said? So?
They don't care.
He works at Hilton Hawaiian Village. He's a bartender. So that's what union guys are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then, sad. You know why he parked in the handicap van, handicap stall? It's not because he cannot walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's mental handicap.
Oh, mental.
Yeah.
Ooh, if I tell him that. I never thought about that. I got to think about that.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, in Kailua, a lot of these detailing portable places popping up. And, it says steam cleaning available. What do you mean by that? Is that undercarriage or?
I don't know. Steam cleaning the engine is not a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I thought, you know.
Yep.
You know, electrical parts and stuff. I kind of wondered about that. Okay, and then, you know Rob from Aina Haina?
Yep.
They got a new piece of joint opened up over there. I think it's called Priology.
Really?
And, his Goldstein goes over there. He's a vegetarian. Rob calls him up sometimes.
Hmm.
But they got gluten-free pie crust. It's like Subway. Just order all the greens you want. He said the line is getting longer and longer over there. So I wonder if he went over there already.
Hmm.
If he hears this. And don't forget, this Tuesday, you got to vote, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I know who I'm voting for. I'm tired of politicians already.
That's right.
All right. Take
okay.
it easy, man.
Oh. Take care.
See you next week. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, we have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, George, you know, I have my cousin. They just went up to Vegas, and they're going to go to the NASCAR race tomorrow. And they're expecting rain. If it gets really heavy rain, will they cancel the race, or just a light rain, they still can continue on?
They continue.
They continue on. The track will be okay, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And concerning about the legislature, you know, there was a bill last year. I don't understand what the legislature, HB 600, where a 442nd veteran was trying to get his wife reunited in the same care home in Kaneohe. And that was deferred. And he's back in this session, and it's also being deferred again, I think, if it doesn't go through. I've been bugging the legislature, the governor, and everybody I could get, but I can't get any headway, so I think we got to do a rally to see this bill go through. It's a no-brainer, but, you know, I guess they had problems with the Department of Health and Department of Human Services, that's why, because it involves Medicaid people, too. So I'm trying to work on the cause right now with the 442nd Sons and Daughters and Veterans Club, too, to see if we can get this bill passed.
It's sad that the politicians don't have common sense.
Yeah, you know, if it wasn't for these guys...
Yeah, they don't have common sense.
Here, you, me, and we'd be like, where would we be? Second-hand class citizens, maybe. You know, we wouldn't get the
it's because the politicians don't care.
Yeah.
Only time they care is when it's election time.
Mm-hmm. And this is election year, too, so they better watch out.
That's right.
And I heard the last sugarcane harvest was done on Maui at the sugar mill, I guess.
I'm working to try to save that.
Oh, good luck. Anything I can do to support that, let us know.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Oh, just talking about you, Rob.
Oh, no wonder my ears was burning, buzzing.
Are you?
Still alive, George. I'm still here. Thank goodness.
That's good.
I can log on another show with you.
So what's happening?
I wanted to just... I didn't hear the caller's name. Nice guy that called in. Something about... Did he say something about pizza in Aina Haina?
Yeah.
Well, they opened up a new pizza place. And all I had to do was ask one of the girls at Foodland that worked there. I won't say who because, you know, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But she told me that she went in there with her son and his friends... And they said, oh, they're kind of small, huh? What'd they give you, George? The boys were saying, oh, man, if I had known it was going to be this small, I would have ordered two. So that's just a heads up. You know, if you go in there with an appetite, order two.
Mm.
And as far as gluten is concerned, I like extra gluten.
Okay.
And George, one last thing, though, kind of on the serious side. You know, Brian Schott sent me his report, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The senator. And I don't understand. Why are they raising our gas taxes if he's sending, he said he got us $171.6 million for the roads.
Because they're using that for the rail.
No, he made rail a separate topic, George.
I know, but you see, Rob, the state of Hawaii puts all their money into what they call a general fund. So if it came from the federal government, it goes into a general fund. And that's where it disappears into the rail.
Oh, yet on paper they separate it out, you know, to like rail is $250 million that he got for Hawaii. He's working hard.
Oh, they need a lot more than that.
I know.
When they get to Dillingham, it's going to be up in the trillions.
Well, add up these numbers, George. What I just told you, bus and transit funding, $42.2 million. This is all for improvements in transportation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
I like the bus system. Because the bus system, you can move it from here to there.
Oh, yeah. No, you know how I feel about that.
Yeah, because the rail, you can't move it.
God-awful thing. But anyway, so I just wanted to give you, that's his report to the people of Hawaii, how much money he got for us. So all I can think of is, if that's the case, then why locally are these guys raising all our taxes? Look at the registration. Another $80+
Yep.
George.
Yep.
And I'm pushing on my one little 66 Mustang that I don't drive a whole heck of a lot, George, because I'm retired. But I'm already I'm close to almost $300 for registration. Now, I know that's probably less than a lot of our listeners that have more cars and trucks and all that, but you know, I'm on a fixed income. You know?
Yep. They don't care.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
They don't care, Rob.
I'm getting that feeling, George, for some reason.
Yep. It's sad.
Okay. Yeah.
Sad.
What's that?
It's sad.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and the people allow it.
That's the problem.
Yep.
All right, George, I know we're running out of time. Thank you.
Okay, take care, Rob. Okay. So, anyway, politicians take the office to protect and take care of the people. Okay? Abe Lincoln said, government is for the people, by the people. Okay.
We have one more caller, Robert from IL.
Hi, Robert. Robert.
Just to mention something, a prominent legislator that works now in the state legislature used to do my taxes for many years. He's a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine. And I had a discussion with him about what he thought the state's intention was with rail years ago. And he told me, yeah, they've known about it for a long time, and they had ideas and things like that. But he says it really all boils down to one thing that really the public doesn't really consider or think that much about. And that is that the state people are looking at the big picture, down the line. And what they see, the way things are progressing now, if there's not enough room on the island for building roads, and the next step is eventually everybody's going to have to get around by rail. And the only way to do that is to start working on it now, even though they don't have all the facts and figures, it doesn't really matter, because it's going to be a continuous thing, and that's the way they look at it, is a continuous thing. There's a lot of people involved. There's lots of people, you know, in this state is a very union-heavy state. I know you know that, but but they have to pay off their, you know, their big supporters are the unions. Obviously, who's going to be building it, where they want to at least get involved in that as much as possible. So they have a lot of payouts they have to do. So they're looking at the big picture of that. That's the reason why rail is happening. And also the reason is, all of that area, that whole corridor of the South Shore wants to be redeveloped. That's the transit-oriented development, TOD they call that, and that's the big picture. So the real estate people, the people that own the land,
my question is, developing
that area.
Did all that land at Kapolei and ever pass EIS?
I'm sorry?
Did all that land in Kapolei and ever pass the EIS? No.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know. I don't know.
It did not pass EIS. We'll check.
Oh, okay. Well, all I know is, you know, how they do it is a big question.
No.
But
they do it all illegally.
So I'm not saying that I agree with their intentions or anything like that.
We gotta go. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for calling. Aloha.
Okay.
I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, and take care of each other. We'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.